morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we've got a little cooler temperatures this week, so if you've had a chance to venture out in the cooler temperatures to check your garden, you may have noticed that the sweet corn is progressing quite nicely, assuming it's been getting a little bit of supplemental watering. But we do have a few questions coming into the office about sweet corn, so we'll answer a few of the most common ones that we've seen around the state. First of all, if the ears on your sweet corn are poorly filled, there may be a few different causes. Usually, it's the result of poor pollination. The hot, dry winds that we've had for most of the summer, combined with dry soil conditions, can adversely affect the pollination and fertilization of the corn plant and result in poorly filled ears. If you have not already, make sure you water the sweet corn during pollination if the soil is dry. This is a very important time for the corn, and if you want to make sure that you have those nice, juicy, full ears of sweet corn, make sure they get some water during that pollination time period. If you've improperly planted your sweet corn, that may also have an effect. Corn is wind pollinated, so sweet corn should be planted in blocks of four or more short rows to promote cross-pollination. If corn is planted in a single long row, it won't be pollinated as easily by surrounding corn plants. We're getting close to that time, starting to see it pop up, and you may be wondering when you should be harvesting your sweet corn. You're looking for what we call the milk stage. At this stage, the silks are brown, the ear will be dry at the tip, and when you puncture the kernel with the thumbnail, they would produce a milky juice. If you have overmature sweet corn, it should be tough and doughy. There will be no milk that comes out when you puncture the sweet corn, so make sure you get to it before then. If it's not quite ready to harvest or slightly immature, the ear will not be completely filled to the top, and the kernels will produce a clear watery liquid when they're punctured with the fingernail. If you want to try and estimate about when your corn may be ready to harvest, you might want to notice the date when the corn silk emerges out the top of the corn. The number of days from silk emergence to harvest is approximately 18 to 23 days. However, if you may reach prime maturity in 15 days or less, if the day and night temperatures maintain exceptionally warm like they did last week. Most hybrid sweet corn varieties will produce about 2 ears per plant on average, with the upper ear usually maturing 1 or 2 days before the lower ear. So when you're making that first pass through the sweet corn patch, make sure you're looking at those upper ears to be ready a few days earlier. Once your sweet corn is ready, how do you harvest it? The best way to harvest sweet corn is to grasp the ear at the base very firmly and then twist downward. Make sure once it's harvested, you use or refrigerate the sweet corn immediately after harvest. Optimum storage conditions would be a temperature of about 32 degrees Fahrenheit and a relative humidity of 95%. So if you have your refrigerator cranked down not quite to freezing, but pretty darn close, and keep it right up in that crisper drawer. If you can get that crisper drawer full up to high humidity to avoid it being dried out by the refrigerator. You may also have noticed some silvery white growths on the tassels of your sweet corn. The silvery white growths are likely common corn smut. It's a fungal disease. The smut galls develop on the stalks, leaves, ears, or tassels of corn. When they're broke open, the galls release millions of powdery black spores, and these will fall to the soil where they may survive for many years and reinfect your corn. Several factors may affect the severity or prevalence of the common corn smut. It's usually more common on plants that have been heavily fertilized with nitrogen or corn that has been damaged by hail or mechanical means. Hot and dry weather, again like we've been seeing lately, may also increase the incidence of corn smut. If you're looking to control this disease, you may want to ensure that you're avoiding planting any varieties that are highly susceptible. So if you've had it in the past and think you may have some in the soil, look for varieties that may be a little less susceptible. You want to avoid mechanical injury to plants during cultivation. So don't be nicking it with the hoe or when you're weeding around it or something like that. And make sure you're providing adequate nitrogen, but not excessive amounts. If you have not done a soil test in your sweet corn plot for a couple years, probably a good time to do that so you know what sort of nitrogen and amounts of nitrogen will be needed. Most garden soils in Iowa come back very, very high in many different types of nutrients because they receive repeated fertilizer applications. So if you haven't done a soil test in your garden plot lately, now might be a good time to do it. Now, if you do have smut infestation on your sweet corn, remove the infested portions of the plant before they break open. So you don't want those little gray balls to break open. Once again, that releases millions of spores that will go into the soil, so you will have another problem next year. So remove any infected corn from there and destroy it if possible. And fun or little known fact, maybe, in Mexico, the corn smut galls are regarded as a delicacy and are often used in soups, casseroles, and other dishes. Enjoy your sweet corn if you've got it ready, and for next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension.